Confessions of a Country Magistrate by Edward Grierson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, which is entitled Selection of Justices. The Office of Justice of the Peace, in its present form, dates back to a statute of Edward III. Those first appointed had been in their prime at the time of Crecy. Some could have remembered Bannockburn. And 600 years later, the whole system remains shrouded in mystery. Everyone knows, or thinks he knows, what the justices are. But how are they appointed? Who recommends them? Who chooses them? The secrets of the Indian rope trick are hardly more obscure. And this ignorance extends to the embryo justices themselves. Why me, is the question which all but the most self-confidently brazen ask themselves when they receive the mystic invitation to let their names go forward for consideration. Was it for services to the party, to industry, to the church, to the local hunt? And if most recipients feel their own unworthiness, what shall we say of the neighbours who have been passed over? Why him? Or why her? It is a cry from the heart. If the justices had to pass examinations, if they had to be publicly certified as justier or holier or worthier than their fellows, if, above all, they were voted into office, they would not be so resented or questioned. Members of Parliament.